All right, welcome back to MythBusters, up to myth number 153. I know I said yesterday was 153, that was 152. My apologies. Learning today is sponsored by Karen and David Federbush, in memory of Karen's grandmother, Frida Basavrem Tzvi HaKohen, by Gitti Fishkin, in memory of her grandparents, Eliyahu and Rivka Fishkin, and her uncles, and the town of Rubashevitz, by David Katz, in memory of David's grandfather, Rav Shalom and Pesach Chaim HaKohen, by the family of Fred Distenfeld, in memory of Debbie's husband, Ephraim Uri ben Menachem Mani, and by Mel Zalewski, in memory of Mel's mother, Liba Basra Gabriel, Tehei Nishmasam Tzura B'Tzura Chaim. Okay, this is really a follow-up to yesterday's topic. We discussed glow-in-the-dark toys and glow sticks and the general applications of Soveya on Shabbos. So while on the topic, I know today's pretty lousy weather, but Shabbos is supposed to be like 95 and sunny. So I figured we'd take a quick look at tanning, sunbathing on Shabbos, and the permissibility of doing so. It is also connected to the halacha, melacha of Tzoveya. Okay, so we'll say the halacha, the basic halacha, and then maybe some exceptions. Stay through to the end. Okay, so the basic response to the question, is one allowed to tan on Shabbos, is that it is aser. The Shut Minchas Yitzchak, Dain Weiss, in Chelek, Hey, Simen Lam Beis, says explicitly that tanning on Shabbos is aser, and this is very logical, makes a lot of sense. coloring any substance that will absorb the color is going to be a malacha, a violation of Tzoveya. If a person were to apply face paint to their face on Shabbos, that would definitely be the malacha of Tzoveya. As we alluded to yesterday, many types of makeup and lipstick are going to be a violation of Tzoveya. There are some exceptions, some permissible methods, but I'm not getting into that now. So the fact that it is your skin, it is your face, is not inherently an out. It is still susceptible and shayach to Tzoveya, and therefore, that is a psak of Dayan Weiss. Rav Ribiat accepts this, and it seems to be the accepted halacha. Rav Ribiat, in the Laman Tes Malachos, does quote a Gadol Echad. He doesn't say him by name, but he quotes in the back, in the footnotes, a Gadol Echad, who says that tanning on Shabbos is mutter. And he says so for two reasons. He says, number one, it is only grumma. It's not an immediate result. You can't tell for a few hours the fact that you got color. And number two, he says that it's shalo kederech. It's not the normal method of coloring, you know, to sit back at a distance of, 93 million miles from the object that's, from a distance, going to cause coloration to your face. Like usually, you know, you take a paintbrush and you paint on the wall. Right? There's a direct contact. This is shalo kederech. It's not the normal method of coloring, and therefore it is mutter. Rav Ribiat rejects both of these reasons. He says, number one, the fact that it's shalo kederech, it's still asur midrabanan, right? Things which are shalo kederech. If I were to go and cook with the heat of the sun, it's shalo kederech. It wouldn't be bishul midoraisa if I were to fry an egg in the heat of the sun outside, but it's still asur midrabanan. And number two, the fact that it's grumma. So here, the very nature of Tzoveya, of dyeing, you know, they would put the wool, the linens into these vat of dye solutions, and it would take hours for the dye to seep in. The nature of Tzoveya is a grumma-based malacha. And therefore, the fact that this is grumma, it's going to take hours for the effects of the suntan to show up on my face, is not an out, doesn't help at all. So therefore, Ribiat, and again, this seems to be the accepted halacha, says that to suntan is aser mishum tzoveya on Shabbos. That being said, what if somebody is not going out to lie down, you know, they don't have like that metal thing up, the reflectors, and they're not going out to suntan, but they want to take a walk outside, and it's really hot and sunny, and it's going to be an hour-long walk, and they're going to get colored. They want to hang out outside because it's a nice day. They want to take a nap on the hammock, not because they're going for color, because they want to take a nap outside. In those circumstances, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchos Paragid Ches Har Ayin as saying that it's completely permissible because the notion of you getting color is completely secondary. Basically, it's a davar she'ena miskavin. He does not factor in the psik reisha. It's not automatic. It's not immediate. Depends how long you stay outside. And therefore, he says that even if it's nichalai, even if it's something that you want and you're interested, oh, wow, by the way, I might also get color if I take an hour long walk this Shabbos. And I don't mind getting color. I look better like that. Even if it is nichalei, but it's not your intention. It's not your goal for why you're going outside on Shabbos. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman that it would be mutter to do so. I mean, otherwise you'd be like stuck inside because it's pretty automatic on a really sunny, hot day. We're going to get color for outside. And so that is the halacha. So basically, to go out to sunbathe would be usr. There is a gadol echad quoted by Rav Ribiat who says it's mutter. But that seems to be difficult to accept. But to spend time outside knowing you're going to get color, even if it's something that you would enjoy getting color, that would not be a problem. That would be mutter. And just one last quick point while we're on the topic. Applying sunscreen, Rav Ribiat quotes that is mutter. There's no isser Mishum Refua, which we discussed a couple of times ago, of like taking medicine and the like, and medicinal activities, which are Aser Midrabanan on Shabbos. Here he says because it is a preemptive act. You're just trying to do something so as not to get burned. There's no malady that you're treating, and therefore he says there's no Iser of Refua. Of course, some of the lotions might be a problem in Marach. Certainly the sticks would be a problem in Marach, but to use very liquidy lotions that would absorb into your body, or certainly the sprays, just to be safest, and I think those are the most common, just to use a sunscreen spray, would be mutter and would not be a problem at all.